أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Here we are in the second week of the blessed month of Ramadan, of this spiritual engagement of the believer, the spiritual retreat that the believers engage in for the next 30 days. And as we go through the blessed month, we ask Allah to accept our fasting and for Him to give us the ability to continue to recite the Quran, to understand the Quran, to be able to feed the indigent, the poor, to help the people who are in need of our assistance in this blessed month, and to be able to make the best use of these days and nights before they slip away from us. When we look in the traditions, we have been instructed to obviously hold the month of Ramadan in great esteem and to spend our time in this blessed month in acts of worship, in contemplation and reflection and recitation of the Quran, and basically in many ways to get closer to our Creator. And in today's discussion, we want to look at a very short tradition from the Infallibles, may God's peace and blessing be upon them all, in which they further elaborate on another aspect of the blessed month of Ramadan. And this is not only something for us to listen and think about, but also to really ingrain within ourselves and to ensure that we do the most that we can to actually benefit from these blessed days and nights that are ahead of us. And the hadith says the following. The Messenger of Allah, prayers of Allah be upon him and his family, has been reported to have said, "Indeed, the doors of the heavens are opened at the beginning of the month of Ramadan and are not shut until the last night of it, of the month." In this beautiful tradition, the Messenger of Allah explains the level of mercy that Allah has put within this blessed month of Ramadan, as he tells us that the beginning of the month, with the sighting of the new crescent to herald in the month of Ramadan, the special doors of Allah's mercy are open, because we know that Allah's mercy is ever present within our lives. But we see within the traditions, and this tradition is no exception to the rule, that there are certain times when extra special blessings pour down from the All-Merciful One, from our Creator, Allah, from God. We know in the traditions that we're told that, for example, when it rains, the doors of the heavens are opened, obviously in a metaphorical sense. And in this tradition also, we see that the Messenger of Allah tells us that when the month of Ramadan begins, the doors of Allah's mercy, His doors of compassion, forgiveness, of clemency are opened for the believers, and that they do not shut, they are not closed until the end of the month. Now again, that doesn't mean that God's mercy is not there in other months. His mercy is always there, it is ever encompassing. But there is a special mercy, forgiveness, compassion, clemency, pardon from Allah within the month of Ramadan. And that is, we see that in the traditions that we have been, highly encouraged to again spend not only the days in fasting, but also in prayer, in remembrance of Allah. And more importantly, in the nighttime, once we have broken our fast, once we have had the dinner, that we engage in the worship of Allah, in the recitation of the specific supplications, such as Dua al-Iftatah, and many of the other supplications in the blessed month that will help us to serve as an expiation for our sins, and that we should take extra time in this blessed month to make use of the mercy of Allah, to ask His forgiveness, to turn back towards Him, and to do whatever it is that we can to remove those sins which have been a burden on us for the past 11 months. And ultimately, we should also ask Allah in these days and nights that even once the doors of His specific mercy have been shut at the end of the month of Ramadan, but that He continue to shower us with His mercy and blessings, and that we are always able to be in a state of understanding that we are always in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to allow us to continue to serve and worship Him in this blessed month, that we can spend the nights in worship, that we can benefit from the Quran, that we can read and reflect and contemplate on the verses, and that we can exit this month as new individuals who have all sins removed from their record and who have attained a greater proximity to Allah and a greater knowledge and awareness of His teachings and of those of the chosen ones of the Prophet Muhammad and his noble family. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you.